Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today, Alien Metals is back with us to give an update on their Hancock Iron Ore Project and their Elizabeth Hill Silver Project, both in Western Australia. Besides those assets, Alien Metals also has a copper gold project in Mexico and an exploration license in Greenland. Hello, Bill, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, morning. Nice to see you again.
So, Bill Brody, CEO of Alien Metals. It's been very busy since we last met in September. Alien announced a maiden resource on the Hancock Iron Ore Project. And yesterday, Alien released results of a scoping study on the project, which the market seemed to like. Can you provide some highlights on the scoping study?
Yeah, sure. I suppose the scoping study has come out from our maiden JORC-compliant inferred resource we announced about a month ago on the Hancock Iron Ore Project. So that came in at sort of just over 10 million tonnes at 60.4%. So excellent grade, you know, the direct shipping ore material. Having that sort of under our belt as an initial resource, because we feel there's plenty more there to find and to develop, we cracked on with Mining Plus, excellent group who have carried out an initial scoping study, putting all the data in, all the important information in, putting all the different costs associated with such a project, you know, pressing the button and outcomes at the other side, some fantastic numbers that we're really, really encouraged by, showing the project has great economic standalone viability. We've got sort of FOB of under $60 US a ton from, you know, basically digging the dirt up at Hancock to transporting it all the way to the port and basically getting it ready to load onto the client ship with all the royalties, everything, all the costs involved in that being covered. With the current iron ore price running at, I think it's $121 or $122 a ton today for the high grade material, which is the product we're looking at. We're extremely excited by the prospects of what we've got.
So you have a CapEx estimate of less than 30 million US. That's quite incredible. How do you get such a low CapEx?
We don't need to build a railway. We don't need to build a port. We don't need any of that massive infrastructure that people normally associate and historically one would associate with iron ore, which is huge volumes, but with the infrastructure and logistics that are needed to go with it. This sort of project, and as I talked about yesterday, and again, just to remind you all that you know, the ridge deposits are essentially sticking out of the ground. So they're sort of, you almost shave off the top and that's your material. So you don't need to do large infrastructure, large mining systems, big pits. You don't need processing. This is high grade material. Basically a quick screen to screen it. And then possibly if it needs a little bit of crushing, but these days mobile units, they just a bit like, you know, when they're harvesting, you watch the big combines going along and they produce the product that goes straight into the trailer, you know, that the guy, the farmer then takes back to his farm. And we're sort of, it's the same concept. So the CapEx is incredibly low. The main, probably more than half of that is for a road link from the current tenement to the Great Northern Highway, which is, you know, 460 odd kilometers already there, already available to us. So we need to build a bit of a road, small infrastructure on site. But then all this equipment is just, you know, rumbling along, taking out the material. There's no plant, there's no giant facility that needs building. So it's a great opportunity. We're really encouraged by it.
Quick and easy project. So far you have an 8-year mine life on the scoping study. Do you expect that to increase as you expand the resource?
Well, that's right. I mean, the scoping study has used the mineral resource estimate. So it's used the 10.6 million tons that we've defined. But as I've said previously and very strongly feel, we have only looked at probably a tenth of the Hancock tenement in total. The two main ridge systems that where we have the higher grade material currently standing about 2.6 million tons, they only are up for about 2 kilometer strike length. And as maybe if you saw in the video and stuff, there's another 10, 15, 20 kilometers of these outcropping ridges completely untested. So both ridge C and E carry on for at least nine kilometers. And then there's another whole series of ridges to the south that we haven't even been to yet. So we strongly believe that there's significantly more high grade DSO material. And that's actually what I've got a team going out next week. We're going to start pegging up the next set of holes, and the team are going to do a few days of actual on foot reconnaissance along some of those ridges that no one's been to yet. And hopefully, you know, start picking up some more targets to do some more drilling and add to the resource.
And so, does the iron ore outcrop at surface?
Well, it does in this case, yes, because they're sort of, if you imagine a cake with different layers. So each layer is a layer of iron ore, and where the iron ore has been enriched is normally close or at the surface, and the surface expression of the iron ore is the ridges. So it all ties in beautifully in terms of the high grade iron ore is at the surface. The surface is the ridges. So we can just go along as we've already done, and we'll do a lot more. And, you know, we're sort of picking or just taking along the top of the ridges. But don't forget below, you know, as you come further down the beds underneath the top of the ridges, you've still got extensive iron ore, but it's lower grade. But maybe in 10 years time or 15 years time, there's material there for a lower grade but much larger tonnage project as well.
Well, so that makes for some very easy exploration, like a dream come true.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we had to think about it. We got on the ground. We're fortunate, got some really good geologists out there. You know, we looked at historic work that had been done in the region, not necessarily on Hancock, because very little had been done. And it's all about getting on the ground. You can't do it. At the end of the day, you have to be there. You have to put boots on the ground, you know, rock chip, take some samples. These days with these portable XRF machines, you can really get a sense of the grade and the sort of the type of material you're looking at that helps hugely on the exploration. So it's still, I'd like to say, you know, we've worked hard at this. It hasn't just sort of fallen in our lap, but it is looking really good, and we're incredibly encouraged by the whole process.
So Lloyd Edmonds has joined your team. What experiences he bring to the table?
Well, Lloyd is a great member, I think a great find for us. Lloyd was sort of third in charge on a massive, one of the big Fortescue iron ore projects in the Pilbara. He comes from an operational background, but he's the perfect person in a way for us to, he's sort of, while we're doing the technical, the geological work, Lloyd's doing all the logistical, the planning, talking to, planning for the licensing work, managing that side of things, talking to contractors for, you know, the mining, who's going to do it, how we're going to do it, cost, you know, the final costs. I was actually chatting to him this morning. You know, we're already looking at mapping out, starting to put some ideas of where we'd put the access road in. And he's Perth-based, so, you know, he's right there. I'm frustratingly caught in the UK, you know, and looking forward to getting back out there, but it's great having someone like him. He's got that wealth of experience and knowledge and contacts. And I think like us, he really believes in the project, which is a huge bonus, because therefore everyone's sort of engaged and really wants to make it work and works hard, drives it forward.
And what is the next steps for the Hancock project? Will you be progressing to a feasibility study?
The next steps at this stage, we're doing the start on the permitting work, so environmental permitting, all the various flora, fauna studies, water studies, heritage studies, to convert the what's currently an exploration license into a mining license. So that's going to start very soon. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be doing some more drilling. So we're going to hopefully update the resource, make it larger, add some more information, more detail, that we can then really fine tune the information we need. Feasibility study, absolutely. And this is all part of it. But in some ways, it's so sort of relatively, in our world, straightforward compared to, say, a much more complex project where you'd need a really detailed metallurgical processing to extract your commodity. It's almost like, how far do we need to go? We have a sense that if we get that next level of technical information, so we're really confident on the material, the product, the amount of screening, if any, that's needed, any crushing that's needed, and then basically we find a client and off we go once we have the permitting in place.
And are there any discussions occurring for offtake options, or is that in the future?
Not just today, but absolutely. Now, I think now we're sort of, we've made these announcements and people are starting to be aware of our what we've got and the potential. Absolutely. I mean, now's the time we can start talking to people. And I'd hope on the other side, you know, certain parties looking for material will be saying, well, actually, that might be a great source of, you know, product for the next 5 years or something, starting in a year's time or 18 months' time. So, we need to look at all options and start doing that. And again, someone like Lloyd is really well placed, being in Perth, having that knowledge from Fortescue, and just understanding the product and the process as well.
And not to forget about your other projects, how is the inaugural drill program progressing at Elizabeth Hill?
Well, that's a good point, because we're not forgetting about the other projects. I mean, you know, this is, the Hancock, and don't forget again, Hancock's only one of the two tenements within the Hammersley iron ore project. We still got the Brockman project to the west of Hancock, which we're now working up, finalising our paperwork, and hopefully we'll be on the ground drilling sometime next year. And we still have high hopes for that one as well. But yeah, absolutely. Elizabeth Hill, we just finished an inaugural drilling program. So we did a certain amount of diamond core. We wanted to do more, to be honest, but a lot of problems with the ground. It is really difficult ground around the ore body to drill, because of the history of the alteration, there's this major fault that everything sits on. So it's really hard ground. I mean, there's cavities, there's holes, there's really broken systems. So, you know, we had to manage that appropriately. So we then added a larger RC, reverse circulation program, which is more able to drill difficult ground, although you only get chips rather than the actual whole core. But yeah, some fantastic, again, hopefully I gave some people a sense of that in the presentation yesterday, which will be available very soon online, by the way, if you want to look at your leisure. But great, some fantastic intersections of copper, nickel, cobalt, on the sort of surrounding halo of the original silver deposit. Some native silver in the shallow parts of the deposit. So it's gone really well. Now we need to put everything together, wait for the results, which are going to still be a few weeks away, and start planning for next stage. And I think the other thing I did mention, and we're hoping to officially announce very soon, is that we are looking at reopening the mine. So we're just in the final throes of hopefully securing a deal to do that, which I think also will be a significant step to be able to get back down underground and then work from underground as well. Use that as a platform to work from to develop the resource.
Well, thank you, Bill. Such great news. And we look forward to more updates from you. And we'll see you again soon.
Well, thanks again for your time. And I'm hoping to give everyone even, you know, continue good news as we go forward.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us on Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.